Libertarian vice presidential candidate Bill Weld is stumping in Anchorage today. Weld is running with Gary Johnson, the former New Mexico governor and two-time Libertarian presidential nominee. Weld himself is a former governor of Massachusetts. Recent polls show the ticket pulling anywhere from 7 to 18% of the vote in Alaska. One of those voters is 31-year-old Samuel Moore of Anchorage. Moore is a financial analyst, and he's active in local Republican politics. But while he voted for Mitt Romney, John McCain, and George W. Bush, he says he can't support Donald Trump. Rachel Waldholz of Alaska's Energy Desk spoke with Moore as part of our series Checking In with Voters in the lead up to Election Day.
I label myself a progressive Republican. I generally vote for Republicans, but I voted for Mayor Ethan Berkowitz this last cycle. I saw his vision of Anchorage as more in line with my vision. But I will be voting for Lisa Murkowski, no doubt. I will be voting for Don Young because I think he's done a great job.
So are you a member of the Republican Party here in town?
I am a registered Republican in the state of Alaska. I formerly was on the state central committee for the Alaska Republican Party, but after coming out vocally opposed to our nominee, I had to remove myself. I am involved in young Republican politics and have been for the better part of the last decade.
And so if you had to identify the issues that matter most to you when you're voting at the presidential level, what are those? What issues do you care about?
At the presidential level this cycle, honestly, someone who I can trust, who I can believe in, someone who I think has a better vision for the future of this country than anyone else. And I disagree with the Republican nominee. I think his vision of America, making it great again. America is great now. We are spectacular. I just don't understand what his vision of the future of the country is. Same with Hillary Clinton, Secretary Clinton. I think, while she does have experience, I don't think her experience has necessarily made her the best candidate this cycle. I think Governor Weld and Governor Johnson, having been executives, successful executives in two very different states, I think combined they're a very powerful ticket. It's bothered me that Johnson has not seemed to do better in Alaska, because statistically, on paper, with our electorate, he should have the potential to actually win up here.
If there were another candidate who were running on the same issues, for instance, sort of lowering immigration.
I'm going to disagree with you on that right now. Donald Trump's immigration policy, plain and simple, is wrong and unsustainable and bad for the American economy. That's it. This whole wall gibberish shows either a lack of understanding or a way to play a certain part of the electorate like a fiddle, and it's frightening.
Going back to the idea of being a progressive Republican, I'm wondering, what do you see as the future of the Republican Party after Donald Trump, you know, whether he wins or loses?
We're going to have to do some serious soul searching, no doubt. The Donald Trump brand of conservatism, if you can even call it conservatism, is not a sustainable model for winning elections. And at the end of the day, winning matters. I mean, if people like me, who have been involved in politics for years, don't want to support this guy, there's something wrong with the guy. And you may call me establishment. Establishment just means I've cared about more than one election, I think. But I think it's very important that we do some soul searching. We do. It starts at local elections. It starts at winning races locally and developing candidates who can you know, win elections and affect policy. Donald Trump is not that candidate.
Well, I guess that was my question: is it an objection to the man, or is it an objection to policies? And you seem to be saying it's both.
It's objection to the policies he's supported, but also the messenger. He is definitely not the messenger for any positive policy change or unifying America or anything that he, you know, espouses that he wants to actually do.
That was Gary Johnson supporter Samuel Moore of Anchorage speaking with Rachel Waldholz of Alaska's Energy Desk. Tomorrow, we'll hear from a volunteer for Donald Trump's campaign.